Yeah, it's awesome. I'm a sports fan at heart, so to be able to get up and do what we do and design and build these events based upon it as a fan, what would I like to do, and then deliver it to the public, it's awesome. It's a good time. Hi, this is Kyle Kinnett from Bullseye Event Group. You're on the road with Zane with WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And the bucket list of road trips can take people all across the country, and we're going to be highlighting a bunch of those on shows as we go forward. Remember, of course, Indy 500 coming up a little later on in the month, but one is captivating the world and bringing the entire world of horse racing and just sports fans and fans of great events in general to Louisville, Kentucky, coming up this weekend. And on the line with us, we've got the man who makes amazing, iconic events unforgettable with his celebrations, of course, with the Super Bowl, the Masters, and coming up with the Kentucky Derby launch party. It is the visionary force behind Bull Bullseye Event Group, Kyle Kinnett. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, it's kind of an interesting story. I know a little bit about the background of starting in Indianapolis and with the tickets and with the Colts, but to have a career and kind of make it your business, the business of making people happy and kind of expanding the experience of things that were traditionally fun before, now you've made them unforgettable. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's been a lot of fun. I'm a sports fan at heart, and so to be able to get up and do what we do and kind of design and build these events based upon it as a fan, what would I like to do, and then deliver it to the public, it's awesome. It's a good time.
Now, was it one of those things where you, as a sports fan, had grown up going to, you know, the games themselves, they are what they are. They're great. Sometimes your team wins, sometimes they lose. But were you kind of underwhelmed by either the tailgate experience that people were doing in the parking lot or either the ones that were concessions at the stadiums? Was it something that you saw that was lacking that you could improve on?
Well, you know, if you think back like the 80s and the 90s, kind of like the thing was always the after party, right? So, you know, that was kind of like the big thing is where's the after party? Who's doing the after party? And kind of the vision really started being here in Indianapolis, being a Colts fan. You know, they moved here. So it was a reallocated team. And so people really didn't know how to take football. When the Colts made the AFC Championship, we went to Pittsburgh and I saw tailgating there for really the first time of, wow, these people are, they're really doing it. So what we did is we knew that if we provided a platform for people to come and enjoy the experience before the game and set up everything you would see at a normal tailgate, but do it just a little bit more extravagant that people would follow. And that's basically, we started in the tent in Indianapolis doing it before Colts games, and it's just kind of elevated. And so now when people go to games or events or, you know, sports events, they're not buying a ticket just to go to an event for 3 hours. You know, when someone goes to an NFL game, it's a Sunday experience, right? So it's no longer the after party. It's the event before the event. And then when you go to the ticket of the event or a game or a sports event, that's kind of like the culmination of the day. So it's something that's really taken off for us. And, you know, I mean, look, if you think back, not too long ago, these teams and leagues, and Indy 500, the Kentucky Derby, they went on these big missions to sell suites, right? And corporations were gobbling them up. And, you know, the fans, they're paying $75, $100, $150, and they want an experience too. So that's kind of where we saw an opportunity and ran with it.
Yeah, because you look at it, the regular NFL game, and it is, you know, whether you're doing it right on the tailgate side or whether maybe you're not, you don't want to leave it up to chance. And for those people that are season ticket holders that go to the games all the time, they kind of know what they're doing. But when you have these one-off kind of iconic events that are really once-in-a-lifetime things, it's bucket list events. I mean, you can bet there's a lot of football fans at the Super Bowl, but there are a lot of just fans of that experience and where that event has become so much bigger than the sum of the parts. And I love what you're doing with those. We'll talk about the Super Bowl one right now, because that was, I think, the first time that I had been introduced to what it is that you guys were doing. A good mutual friend of ours, Guy Fieri, you know him.
Yep.
From Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Listeners, of course, know him as one of the biggest stars in the Food Network and, of course, on television. But here's the thing that's underlying is he loves to have a great time, and he is all about sports. He is all about events. He is all about the experiences, and it's so cool to get you guys together to kind of bring that food element into that pregame.
Yeah, he's a sports fan at heart. He loves our partnership because he gets to go to the sporty events, but he also gets to put his little staple at it too. So it's been a great relationship and an incredible experience for me, him, and, you know, the people around it. So, I mean, look, if you look at that Super Bowl, that's not an easy, affordable ticket to get to, right? So what we found is that's a bucket list event for sure, right? But there are also a lot of millennials that say, you know what, I can't afford to go to the Super Bowl, but I'm going to buy a ticket to this player's tailgate, and I'm going to hang out with Odell Beckham, Guy Fieri, Dak Prescott, Emmanuel Sanders. I'm going to eat incredible food. I'm going to drink beer for 5 hours, and then I'm going to watch the game. So it's like it's another alternative for people to be able to go have a Super Bowl experience,
yep.
Have you know, a celebrity experience, eat food that they've never eaten before and just be absolutely wowed.
Kyle, it could so be even better than the game, you know, depending on, you know, who your team is. But, you know, for events like the Super Bowl, they're just a fan of the events. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't have or dog in the fight when it comes to the Super Bowl. A lot of times they're just people that are just fans of the spectacle, right? And I think that sometimes, you know, the tailgate that you throw could be the best part of their experience entirely.
Yeah, so we were rated last year by the local television, ABC and NBC, in Houston as the number one game day experience prior to the Super Bowl, which is, that's a big deal, but it's all about the food. It's all about the experience. And, you know, look, we had 50 NFL guys. So each one of those guys that come, we allow them to bring 3 or 4 friends or family with them. So when you have 50 NFL guys who all have their friends and family, they're not there for just an hour. They're making a whole day of it as well. So it's something that the players look forward to. It's something that corporations look forward to. It's something that fans look forward to, and it's just a really special platform for people to have a lifetime experience. You know, we're not selling tickets, we're selling experiences.
Yeah, and the tailgating side of the football, that's where you all started with it. It's a natural fit, but when you blend it over into what's happening in one of the greatest sporting spectacles in the world, I don't care if you're a huge horse racing fan, everybody's television is going to be tuned to Louisville for the Kentucky Derby this weekend. And so you are bringing that same kind of elevated experience, that kickoff, to Louisville for the Kentucky Derby launch party that you guys are going to have there on Friday. So describe what it, I know it's got all the elements of success. Great food, great music, great personalities. Guy will be there along with his buddy, and our mutual friend Aaron May will be there as well. But kind of frame it out. What are people going to be in for when they get there?
Okay, so first let me just say this, is that some of the most beautiful restaurants in the world, aesthetically, when you walk in, they look great, but they serve food that's subpar. 6 months later, they're out of business, right? And then you look at some of the best restaurants, they're just little hole-in-the-wall dives, right? But they've been there 30 years because they have incredible food. And that everything we do is about the food, right? You can have a great party, but if you got bad food, you got a bad event. So we start there, and we got the most eclectic guy in America, the most recognizable chef in America, Guy Fieri, cooking the food with Aaron May, who's probably the best caterer in the United States. And it starts there, and it's crazy. So the first event we did with Guy, I said, look, I'm going to put security with you. How many security guards in detail do you need with you? He said, look, I don't want any security guards. I want to be with the people. And he's there working the food station. So it starts there. And then, you know, it's open premium bar, beer, wine, liquor from 9 a.m. to 3 a.m. The venue's great. It's a tavern on 4th Street. 4th Street in Louisville is like an entertainment district. There's a bunch of bars, restaurants, and entertainment. There's a stage set up, and so there's music there. But our venue overlooks that. And then, you know, we got celebrities and then some NFL players, some basketball players coming. And just from our relationships with the agents on the side of the stuff we do with the Super Bowl, where we go to an event and do an event, they follow. So Frank Mason, the college player of the year, will be there. Vic Beasley will be there. Emmanuel Sanders will be there. Tyler Eifert will be there. So it's a unique platform, man. And what better? The Derby is you go and you eat and drink as much as you can.
Yes, you know, but you think about it too, and it is one of those very unique events that draws in people from all worlds of notoriety, right? I mean, you'll have people from all over the place that are coming to experience that, and to have Guy in on that, I think, is great too. And you know, you are right too. Is yes, he's going to be cooking the food, so the people are going to be able to experience that on the taste and the flavor and the smell side. But he is a man of the people. I was just with him. He and I went to the Daytona 500 together a couple weeks ago, and he is so approachable. He is the exact same guy that you see and know and love on television all the time. He is happy to share stories, to hear yours. And so it couldn't be a better fit. And nobody likes a party more than Guy, and you know that.
So I would say this, is that the guy that you see on TV, he's even better in person than what he is on TV. That character, that's not a character. It's his personality, and he's awesome. So when we go and do an event, there's an expectation level of the food and, you know, the atmosphere, and there's not a better person for the look and the feel of what we want people to experience, and it's him. So, I mean, we start there, and then, you know, it's interesting is where he goes, the celebrities go and the athletes go.
Yes, it is crazy to see that, but you will see that there too, where a lot of the players, the athletes, the celebrities, the movie stars, the television people, they're looking forward to hanging out with Guy as well, not only on the food side, but like you said too, on the personality side. So it brings all those worlds together. So give some information how people can get more information and possibly get out there and experience it with you right there in Louisville.
Yeah, BullseyeEventGroup.com. It's that easy. Just go to BullseyeEventGroup.com. All the information is there. You can purchase tickets online. You buy a ticket. It downloads, emails it to you. You're set. You can go right away. But BullseyeEventGroup.com will tell you all the events we do, but specifically on the Derby. You know, we've got DJ Irie,
yes,
Guy Fieri, Aaron May. It's awesome.
So you're going to have great music ambiance along with all that food and atmosphere. That Guy will be bringing along with Kyle from the Bullseye Event Group. So it is BullseyeEventGroup.com for tickets. Go ahead and get on there and get yourself a part of the party that's going to be happening on the 5th for the Kentucky Derby launch party. So, Kyle, thanks so much for what you're doing. Excited to talk about it. Excited to be a part of it. And thanks for being on WGN today.
Yep. Thanks for having me, and look forward to another successful event and a great weekend and really good food.